The government frontbencher responsible for social cohesion says the silent majority of Australians will reject moves to introduce same-sex marriage. Senator Concetta Fierravanti-Wells was recently given the job, in harness with Philip Ruddock, of inquiring into tough new citizenship laws. Today, she says allowing a conscience vote on same-sex marriage would be a cop-out. Senator Fierravanti-Wells says it could lead to a fracture between the Liberal Party's base and its parliamentary wing. She spoke to James Glenday.
I don't believe that this issue is a conscience issue. It's not a life or death issue, which has traditionally been the purview of conscience votes. Any move by the parliamentary wing to change that policy will require appropriate consideration of the views of the grassroots of our party.
So is a conscience vote a cop-out? Is it essentially saying, oh, well, this is going to happen, so we're not going to oppose it, but we're not going to fight it?
Look, I think my sense is that that's the way it's being perceived. I do not believe that there is, at the grassroots of the Liberal Party, any overwhelming support for a change to such a fundamental bedrock issue of the Liberal Party.
Do you think that same-sex marriage is inevitable, as some of your colleagues have suggested?
Look, there's only two things that are inevitable in life, and that's death and taxes.
So it's a no.
So for me, it's no. I think that there's a long way to go on this issue before there is a change.
And there haven't really been, I mean, there's been a couple today, but there haven't been that many people in the Liberal Party coming out and defending the party's policy position. Why is that?
Well, I can't speak for others. As I said, I believe that the overwhelming majority of the Liberal Party, as I believe the majority of Australians support the traditional definition of marriage as between a man and a woman. I mean, if my inbox is any indication today, yesterday, and no doubt tomorrow and the day after, that's certainly the case.
Gay marriage advocates are saying that they're one vote away, or suggesting they're very close to being able to get this over the line. Do you think that's overblown?
Look, we've dealt with this issue before. This has come up before, and it's been defeated before and soundly defeated before.
And so, when it comes up in spring, will it be defeated?
And so whenever it comes up at whatever stage, whether in this iteration or any other iteration, my sense is that the view in the parliament will reflect the view of the majority of the Australian public, and that is that marriage is between a man and a woman, and anything else is a relationship and it can be dealt with, and as far as a civil union or some other way. But for the Liberal Party base and for those thousands of people that do support the Liberal Party, any change to this issue, I think, would need to be done with an appropriate degree of consultation.
Parliamentary Secretary Concetta Fierravanti-Wells speaking to James Glenday.